New Flap Royals Lawmakers as Gov Moles Probe. That's journalese, a dialect of English that hasn't changed much in 150 years. Our linguist Jeff Nunberg explains why newspapers can't resist the language of melodrama.
A journalist I know asked me why she kept seeing the verb royal in the newspaper. What's going on with this, she said. Of course, as soon as she pointed it out, I started noticing it all over the place. In the New York Times the other day, I read about the factors that were roiling the British rail system and the roiling political context of the game of soccer. And the same day's San Francisco Chronicle had a story about anti-government protests that were roiling the eastern region of Algeria and a business page reference to the roiling electricity market, not to mention a headline describing Eminem as the roiling rapper. There's nothing new about royal. It's been around since Shakespeare's time as a slightly recondite synonym for churn up or perturb. But when I did a search in a collection of major newspapers, it turned out the verb is more than 9 times as frequent now as it was 20 years ago, even when you correct for the changing size of the database. In fact, it's up 30% in just the last year. That's a remarkable pop, all the more since there's no external reason for it. I mean, it isn't as if the world is 9 times more turbulent than it was in 1982. But then royal was tailor-made for recycling as a newspaper vogue word. A bit recherché and poetic, but not so obscure that readers can't pick up a general sense of disruption. It's a favorite of headline writers, not surprising, given that it has only 4 letters, 2 of them skinny ones. Migrant pickers, royal watermelon capital, anger and isolation, royal Israeli Arabs, Greenspan remarks, royal markets. Actually, the stock markets alone account for about 15% of all the royalees in the press. Of course, you don't hear royal a lot in ordinary conversation. It isn't really a word of American English at all. It belongs to the patois of that exotic alter America that we read about in the newspapers, a world populated by strongmen, fugitive financiers, and troubled teens, where ire is always being fueled until violence flares, spawning hatred and stirring fears until hopes are dashed. The Associated Press's Jack Capon once imagined how it would sound if ordinary people actually used journalese in their conversations over the backyard fence. Joel, my concern has been escalating for weeks. What's triggering our area youths who keep sparking confrontations? Well, Bill, they certainly shattered the stillness of this affluent neighborhood with their drug-related pre-dawn rampage. This is a venerable dialect. It's been around ever since the mass circulation penny newspapers first appeared around 150 years ago. The garish, sensational dailies that Dickens satirized in Martin Chuzzlewit under names like The Sewer, The Stabber, and The New York Rowdy Journal. Granted, the language of the press has gotten more sedate in recent times, now that most of the tabloids have folded and reporters drink Chardonnay and Cosmopolitans. And yet, modern newspaper diction still evokes the language of the theatrical melodramas that became popular around the same time as the penny press. It's a tone which disappeared from serious fiction around the 1920s, and which you don't even hear much in hard-boiled detective stories nowadays. In fact, the only place other than newspapers where you routinely run into verbs like royal is in gothic romances and especially pornography, where synonyms for churn are always in high demand. Editors are always deploring the excesses of journalese, but for every embellishment they manage to discourage, 3 new ones spring up in its place. Along with the spectacular growth of royal, for example, the last 20 years have seen 7-fold increases in the use of ratchet and slated. As tensions ratchet up, new peace talks are slated for next month. Reporters tell you that they choose words like royal and ratchet because they were taught in journalism classes that they should try to use action words. Saying that the mayor's decision roiled voters feels more vivid than merely saying that the decision troubled them. It makes it sound as if something's actually taken place since the last edition went to press. The facts may be the same one way or the other, but then journalists know that what sells papers isn't facts but stories. The more dramatic and sanguinary, the better. As a newspaper maxim has it, if it bleeds, it leads. You can't affect what happened at the city council meeting last night, but you can at least describe it in the same language you'd use to summarize the plot of an Indiana Jones movie. Embattled mayor rips foes as deadline looms. That headline could appear as easily in the New York Times as in the New York Rowdy Journal. In fact, it's just the way the press makes the world sound newsworthy. Melodrama and news. The two were born at the same moment, and they've been talking in the same voice ever since.
Jeff Nunberg is a researcher at Stanford's Center for the Study of Language and Information and the author of the book, The Way We Talk Now.